This is the National Daily.
Welcome to October 8th, 2020 on the National Day calendar. Today we celebrate legendary dumplings and sandwiches that make history. More after the break from guest host Chris Seacott.
Things that are soft. Clouds, puppies, pillows, hand sanitizer. No, really. SafPower hand sanitizer cream is made with cold-pressed safflower oil. SafPower moisturizes and rejuvenates your skin while also protecting you from harmful germs. For more on the difference you can feel, visit SafPower.com.
On July 23rd, 2014, one of Pittsburgh's most beloved athletes came out of retirement, the legendary Potato Pete. One of the great thrills of any Pittsburgh Pirates baseball game is the world-famous Great Pierogi Race. But on this fateful day, it looked as if the race would have to be canceled when Cheese Chester broke his foot. But when Pete stepped out onto the field to take his place, the crowd went wild and the race was on. For the next several weeks, Pete filled in for the ailing Chester and won 16 races in a row. But the celebration was short-lived. After being caught for cheating, Pete was kicked out of the competition, and he's currently locked in a freezer. Sad times indeed. On National Pierogi Day, race to the store and try some of these delicious Polish dumplings.
The history of the Fluffernutter sandwich may seem like pure fluff, but today we sort out the sticky dilemma of who created it first. The story began with the great-great-great-grandchildren of Paul Revere, Emma and Armory Curtis of Melrose, Massachusetts. In the early 1900s, Armory cooked up a sticky spread they called Snowflake Marshmallow Cream, and while other companies created similar products, Emma had a flash of marketing genius. She created the recipe for a peanut butter and marshmallow cream sandwich that was published in the paper, and by 1915, Snowflake was selling nationwide. During World War I, while meat was being rationed, the sandwich was used as a source of protein and became known as the Liberty Sandwich. On National Fluffernutter Day, try a bit of history that's more than just a little fluff.
Wow, what a great food day,
great story,
guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow it's National Leif Erikson Day.
Oh, yeah.
Potato Pete.
Hey, if you'd like to celebrate every day with us, be sure to follow us on Facebook and check out our website, thenationaldailyshow.com.
See you tomorrow.